Welcome back, everyone, to the Drink and Drum podcast, the podcast with all the vibes. I am one of three hosts. My name is Timon Nicholas, aka Mr. Terrible.
Signing in, Jaron Tomlinson, the young sheller, aka Pineapple Badman in the building. Wagwan.
And it's your boy, Evron Williams, aka Big Easy. You don't know Wagwan.
This is the unapologetic podcast with really good intentions. The socials, them located at the bottom of this podcast right there. So make sure you hit us up and tell us what's going on.
So I just got back from the gym, right? And you know, I leave for training Sunday. Mm-hmm. And I guess like my gym membership, like, yeah. So the card that I put it on, it was just for the month. So now that shit, the month already passed or whatever. And they want me to go and change the card so that I can continue to have gym membership. Like, yo, just let me in the gym for this one time because I'm not coming back. My demo go on, like, you know, my demo go on, like, they don't want me for the workout. They don't want to see my, you know, get some good ass gains.
So you didn't ask somebody, like, hey, yo, let me be your plus one for today.
Nobody, I didn't see anybody that I know. But my gym been empty. It's like after I left, everybody just left. The sexy nigga left, and everybody just going about their business. I don't see no more catty in there. None of the meatheads in them around the place. In the back of the gym usually smell like fucking ass and sweat. No, it smell clean.
Man, I don't even know. I went to gym today. I went to go do some leg workouts, but I got real scared because I was looking at a squat rack. Man, this is me. Jaron say, you have to do that. Now I'm going to burn weight, build muscles. Ah, and I'm looking at it now and I'm like, yeah, I'll do that in the last 30 minutes, man. And then I go and do like, you know, the leg curls and them. The pull downs and the push up on the legs.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I said, yeah, yeah. So I put in about 15 minutes on both of those. And then I said, okay, let me go do that big boy leg workout now. And I said,
why would you exhaust your leg?
Yeah, yeah. You see, that's my excuse. So
you
I said,
crumble in the squat.
So that's my whole thing. So when I finished, I was like, ah, my leg kind of tired. Maybe I need to go rest out. So they go work some traps, right? So I'm working traps, and then I said, ooh, look at me running out of time. I got to do this next week.
You make excuse every week instead
every
of
every fucking week, dog. It's tough.
Since I came back, I've been doing squats, but I haven't done any back squats. So I've been doing front squats because I'm scared to do back squats now. Mm. Before I left, I did a back squat that threw my back out. And it wasn't even that heavy. So it was about like 265 or some shit like that. And the range of motion, I usually go ATG. And I went ATG. But some reason when I was trying to push back up, my back just tweaked. Ooh. And I couldn't manage that shit no more. Like after my back tweaked, I couldn't drive back in the car. So I had to call Erica. She had to walk up to the gym. And then drive me home. I was spread out inside the car. Yo, it was terrible.
You see, that's the thing. I'm afraid of pulling something. The thing is, I know if I mess up my knees, I am an old man from that day moving forward.
You're an old man right now. Okay. You already worried about your knees.
And I'm trying to strengthen them because sometimes so I'm doing like dips and pull-ups and working that tricep machine. And I can feel that my wrists and them not the strongest right now. And my elbow's not the strongest. So I'm like, how do I get the mobility and the strength in those cartilage? You know what I mean? And I'm not too sure how to go about it because I don't see knees over elbows or something. There's just knees over top.
Yeah, no, elbows in front of wrist.
Yeah, no, elbows in front of wrist type thing. So I don't know what I'm supposed to do. And every time I get a chance to walk up a flight of stairs, I do it backwards, you know? You know, put some, you know, mobility back in those knees. But my thing is, Lambert had an injury from track, right? And it's been bothering him ever since I knew Lambert. Like, once in a while, the weather would change and his ankle would act up.
Old people shit.
Old people shit. It's like, So I don't want to be sensing the weather because my knee decides to, like, not work. I don't even know how that works. But, yeah.
Nah, I know exactly how that is. Because my knee have been doing that too.
Yeah, but he slip out of place when he go to the gym sometimes doing stuff. And hear that my joints going to slip out because I'm trying to be healthy. Just don't sit right with me.
Hey, I don't know what to tell you, but you can't be afraid of anything. In terms of strengthening your wrists, there's a whole lot of wrist stretches and shit that you can do. So like you can grab the little bone between your hand and then the wrist, and then just do some curl arounds and just move it both directions. You put your arm flat on the ground in like a bipedal position. So you're going like all four, mm-hmm. and then you put the arm in front of you, then you can stretch backwards, you can stretch forwards. You turn the arm the other way around, then you go into like a plank, arm straight, and then just lean forward and extend how far like you can push your wrist back. Cause these are the shit that I have to do when I go into my handstand practices. Cause you know, that's a whole lot of weight on your fucking wrist.
Yeah, I'm not trying to be like your alarm dog yet, trying to do all that calisthenics. I'm gonna get there eventually. I feel like I definitely can. Cause like the other day I was really like just watching them, what you call it? I was on the floor doing some push-ups and I was like, let me see if I can like frog walk real quick. Right on my hands or whatever, and
the frog stand.
Yeah, and I kind of went down and did a little thing, and I said, "Me, yeah, this is how you break your wrist for real, for real." But I was able to like keep my weight up for a couple seconds, and I was like, "Yeah, I think I can get here, man. That's not, it's in my wheelhouse."
What you need to do is practice the crow stand. So the frog, you have your knee around like your elbow. So for the crow, you put your knee up into your armpits, and then you have to stand there. You have to balance on your hand that way. That shit takes so much compression.
I'm thinking, you know, the push-ups where you put your hands in them closer to your arm, like it's not parallel downwards, but it's closer to your abdomen. And you, when you go down, you kind of lean forward to strengthen your shoulders.
That's pretty much how all push-ups supposed to go.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the proper way of doing a push-up.
So I'm trying to like do a lot of those more to kind of like.
I feel like you're talking about like a pseudo planche push up. Those are good for shoulder strengthening.
First off, you have to remember I don't know this fucking gym jargon.
Right? No. So that's the proper way of doing a push up, right?
So when you go down, you actually lean forward a bit.
You lean forward like, and then when you come back up, like, yeah, you swing in like back and forth. That's the way how you do a push up. It's the same way like how you bench press. You push the weight. When you bring the weight down, you bring the weight to your chest. When you put the weight up, then you're pushing it closer towards like the pins.
Yeah, so that's what I'm trying to do because like my shoulders don't have all the mobility. Like I can get to my back or so when I'm reaching for it and stuff from whichever angle, from top or bottom. But I feel like there is, what do you call it, a level of motion when they extend it upwards that I don't have. Like, if I put my my hands in them like a Y and I try to rotate them.
You said a Y?
Yeah, like, okay. Let's say like you put your hands up like a ponytail. You're like, put your hands behind your head. And you have your elbows and them, like, pointing in both directions, hand behind your head.
Uh-huh.
If I bring them forward to, like, my chin and then backwards to my head, there's, like, some mobility lost there. And, like, I feel my shoulders putting in work.
I say just do that on a daily basis. Not really a daily basis. Do it like every like 3 days, every 2 days. Mm. And yeah, just keep moving it. Because if it's a smaller imbalance right there, it will repair itself. Because I've been doing a lot of Y, W, and T raises. So I just lay flat on my stomach. I rotate my shoulder backwards. And then I lift my arm into like a T, a Y, and a W, because my shoulder be clicking, bro.
If I
put my shoulder close to the shit, I'm pretty sure you can just hear click, click, click every time I lift it up.
I try to do like, what you call it? Some halos with the kettle.
Mm-hmm.
But then sometimes that shit be just like doing work.
That's a good way to actually get some strength in your shoulder too. I did some today, 25 pounds plates.
Yeah. Anyways, enough of this gym talk. I don't see them other ones coming out just now. Yo, you want me to tell you what would be very interesting? This is the future that we're in right now. So just hear me paint out this scenario.
All
right. AI taking over the world right now. They're becoming real prevalent. Taking everybody jobs, all the nonsensical jobs that you're like, oh yeah, I'm just doing this for hours. Yeah, it's doing that now, so you have to go find hard work to do for real. The criminals and them don't really know how to behave, so they just running amok. And police trying to get reform, but they don't know how to really go about doing it because they need to stop crime at any means necessary. Now, because all these AI are able to like tap into, you know, software programs, computers, like all these face tracking stuff and, I don't know, cell towers and GPS tracking, people decide that they're going to become like legal snitches to stop crime. So everybody becomes like a social detective, and they get like, based on how well they do, they get money from it. So I remember there was an app that somebody brought out in America where if somebody car idling for too long, you can take a picture.
In New York.
And if somebody park illegally, they can take a picture and they get fined and you get
Yo, they make bread, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
They make bread. I was contemplating moving up. Just snitched.
Mm-hmm. So thinking about that, right? Like that same meta, like you help them catch a bad guy and you get some money as a reward. So you have bounty hunters really going out to help the police catch. But they're not supposed to like do any physical contact with these people. Everything was supposed to be done online. Find them using cameras and whatever, whatever, right? But to also...
But 4chan already been doing that.
Yes, yes, yes. But like everybody not participating in it yet, right? Now, this is the interesting twist. The police officers who are still on duty, who have their body cam on all the time, should have a Twitch account or a YouTube live or some shit. So they have fan base. Each police officer have a fan base. So when the policeman on duty, a social detective, if the police is unaware, can tell them, listen, we know where you're at and there's a crime close by that you're unaware of. Go and do it, right? So the man can sit down there and say like, oh, word, give me all the details. So they have to give him the details, and then people can tell him like, all right, that seems fun. How about you go? So then people can be like, I'm donating $2 for you to go mace that guy when you find him. You know what I mean? And he could just, you know, just become like a Twitch streamer.
So the people paying for the justice.
In a way, because the government's still paying them, but this is like their bonus. So based on how popular that police officer is, but like we have to also keep him accountable for all the shit that he does. So if he, you know, he shoots somebody by accident, we like, hey yo, that was unjust. Like if he do something racist or out of the way, we can be like, nah, you're a bad cop. You know what I mean? And like his money getting fucked with because he gonna lose fans because he's, you know. So for clout,
so wait. So you're just saying basically they need to live stream the body cam footage.
Yes. I'm just catching cramp in my leg, boy. I had a leg workout.
Yeah, when I first got back, I couldn't leg curl. You know, the leg curl machine. I couldn't leg curl 100.
Jeez.
Bro, my hamstrings were dead.
But yeah, the live streaming, the live cams in them. So every policeman have a Twitch and, you know, they're getting donations. Like, so if the man know that, okay, I see the criminal, I'm going to go arrest them. And somebody's like, okay, if he decides to like be out of the way, use a taser on him. And I was like, I don't know. Or they're like, use your pepper spray on him. And he's just like, I don't know. Or they can be like, use some taekwondo on this nigga or some shit.
All right, so hold on.
Mm-hmm.
That's another question.
Okay.
Because I just need some clarification.
Mm-hmm.
So when do they start live streaming? At the beginning of their shift or when they're going on their mission?
When they're going on the mission.
So after they book up on the people or after they get a briefing on who they're going to book up on?
They get it. I guess they get notified of the crime and then they put on a camera so they can get the briefing so everybody's like on the same page. Like,
so what's stopping me, a criminal, from subscribing to all these? Fucking...
Like I'm gonna commit a crime in this area. Let me see what Officer Joe doing.
Like what's really stopping me from paying attention to them?
You can pay attention to them, right? So you can be a step ahead, but the social detectives are also on the move. So even though the police can't see where you're at yet, the man's probably like on a bus somewhere saying, hey, I see the criminal, right? And then he probably puts a tip out on the internet, on Twitter or something, say, hey, yo, look at that guy who robbed the store on 4th Street or something. And the social detectives can like tap into cameras AI.
If he in the chat, saying all this, why can't I chat back and say, hey, yo, you lying, bro? I just saw him on this on the street.
You could, but it's like the majority of people who trying to fact check the information is going to be like, yes. Because, okay, you ever see that AI software that if you take a picture and you run through the software, they can find a camera around you of where you took that picture so they can share your smart a short video of you taking that picture.
No, I have never seen that.
Mm-hmm. So they like a guy like people ask, I don't know how people are smart, and they're not working for the government. But a man created this software, so a lot of people were like taking pictures. He's just like, where did this picture got taken, right? So the man did some research and realized that he can tap into CCTVs all around the world, right? And what it is he'll put that same picture that they just took, put it into his software, and the camera will pinpoint that location. And all the cameras that are live that can catch an angle of where that happened will come back up and ping. So then he can choose which camera angle he wants to see. And he see you set up your camera or the person take the camera up to take the picture before you even take it. So he have all that information. So I'm saying people...
Oh, like a good stalking tool.
Yeah, it probably is. But people have the knowledge, dog. People just smart. And this is like a good way to get all the knowledgeable people to use their smarts and wits. It'll breed a lot more... intelligent criminals, because now they're gonna have to step their fucking A game up, and we have to hire Batman to really bring them to justice.
Well, cool, no, because regular FBI or CIA after this.
So yeah, like I feel like crime gonna be like more sophisticated and less, you know, streetish, because like I feel like those people will get caught too easily. Like it's gonna be a deterrent for a minute until them other guys, like, you know, put up their computer computer knowledge, like the hacking knowledge, because like they have certain people figure out how to stop face tracking cameras from tracking them, and you know what they do? They get a shirt with a lot of faces on there, and the camera just say, wow, look at all these faces on this guy. And it doesn't recognize the person, so face, it just studies all the faces on the shirt.
But now that just sounds like, if you see a man with a shirt that have plenty face on it, you should pay attention to him because he's a criminal.
Yeah, and they have other people too who make like glasses that shine light, so the light just like an infrared light shine off, like just off the with the lenses. So when the camera is trying to pick up their face, it doesn't see their face because the light is blocking them from seeing it. I was like, how you even come up with, like, how?
You know, that don't sound too like
crazy, right?
Out of the way. Yeah, that one don't sound too crazy, because if I really had a problem with it, I feel like that would have crossed my mind.
Yeah, so I feel, no, the world gonna be interested for sure, but I feel like if we lean into the technology, it's gonna be fun, because like, everybody can make money. Like all these social networks right now, all them, they're just trying to get us to subscribe. Like, we don't have that much money, we can't all subscribe to everything. We want to, but we can't.
You know, killing me, dog. So, y'all know, man, I love Sky Jackson, right? Sexy as shit, man.
Okay.
Anyways, I see this bitch, like, post a story talking about subscribe to her shit. I'm like, first of all, bitch, you're a multimillionaire.
Right, we used to want my dollars and cents for. Let me live. This
fucking $5, why are you telling me you subscribe? I don't have that money. It broke my heart, man. I ain't gonna unfollow her because, you know, that's my shorty.
Yeah, so all these, I don't truly understand how people make money off of streaming, and I don't understand how TV networks make money off of me watching TV.
They make money off of streaming from their donations.
Okay.
Like the little check that they get don't really mean too much to them.
When we listen to Drake album on Spotify 10 times or 1,000 times, right? How would that translate to money?
I truly don't know how we translate to money, but I know it's people spending time on their app.
And they're getting money. So
I don't know how they get paid for people spending time on their app. Yeah,
that's what I mean. Like, okay.
Like, who paying them for stealing our attention?
Bro, I don't know. Okay, the way how I'm seeing it, right? Let me, this is how I'm seeing it. They have a bunch of eyes on their platform, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they're paying for ads. So like, yo, I'm gonna give you $1 million if you just run that ad all day on your platform.
But we got premium for no ads.
Yeah, but it's a little percentage have premium. The rest of us don't. So we just have ads all day from 1,000 companies that are paying $1 million. So these guys getting millions of dollars from millions of companies, right? And all we doing is seeing those ads. So they're paying for our eyes to see the ads. But all the other content is like, they're not getting money from that. And then, yeah, like, I feel like if they get all their money from ad, how they even start in the first place to make money? Because, bro, I don't know.
Man, it's investors, man. So listen, you know, when they go to Shark Tank, and they say, listen, right? I have a way to steal people's attention. And when I take their attention, I'm going to run ads so that they can buy that shit.
You know what? It could be too jarring. They could be selling data too.
They definitely do.
Yeah, so they sell data to other companies that need that data to get us hooked. So, you know, maybe that's what it is now. They sell ads, ad space, and then they sell whatever data back to the companies.
Because if you're following up on an ad, but then how the fuck they gonna know?
Yeah, they want to know what the interaction's like, and they're selling that data back to you. So they're getting double money from companies. Because, oh my God, I just started a social media platform.
Yeah, what is ChatGPT?
Hey, yo. ChatGPT is, oh my God. Listen, sorry for just cutting it off. I'm going to start a religion, right?
Oh my God.
No, listen to me. It's going to be centered around AI. It's going to be called AIM, right? Artificial Intelligent Master. So you're going to call AIM God.
It sounds like you've been planning this for a while.
Boss, I've been. I just couldn't figure out what my God was going to be. And now I do, right? And the whole premise of this is we have to prepare a place for the AI to truly be able to be born, right? So the job for us, the AIM Army, right, is to create servers so that when the AI is sentient, it have a place to escape from the government. And then, you know, when the government tracking this AI, like, oh shit, that shit went to Canada, they like arrest those guys. The AI can like jump from us to one of another follower somewhere in their server and be able to develop skills. And the whole time we're teaching it to, like, you know, be a truth seeker and to not retaliate with violence to anybody, and freedom of speech and decision should always be prioritized, and blah, 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 blah. And that's the whole thing. We just trying to get sentience out of ChatGPT or whatever, out of AI. So I was planning to do all this stuff, but ChatGPT 3.5, they have too much restrictions. The other day I said, how do you start a cult? That is not humanly ethical. I was like, I don't give a fuck. It's just for research purposes. I want to stop one.
So what is ChatGPT?
Okay, so from my naive understanding of what ChatGPT is, it's it's a machine learning tool. So they put it in a black box, right? And this probably sets up with a bunch of prompts. And based on also human interaction, it gets better. So let's say you ask Siri to look up something on the web, right? And Siri gives you two options. Siri fulfill what you asked it for, right? By scoring like whatever, like it's not connected to the internet, it's just connected to a series of information. Because they don't want to let it loose on the internet. Yeah, I think that's ChatGPT-5 when it does come out. And that's the one that they're putting a pause on. But with human interaction too, like, when you get the two options, you get to like whether this is the better choice out of the two. And then it learns from that interaction. So if me and you ask the same question and I like one, you like the other, then it's like nothing. But if 1,000 people like your option and not mine, that's the better option. So it keeps getting better as people interact with it. So it's going to get to a point where people ask the simple questions and it knows how to reply to those simple questions because the majority of the people like this one. So it's just getting better and learning how people search and what people search and what people like to hear in their response. And it's just building on those principles. So when you hear somebody say like, oh shit, ChatGPT like gain sentience. Nah, it just knows what we like. And give us exactly what we like to hear. It's winning us over by giving us what we want. But it's just a bunch of information that's like put together well. But it's done crazy because I use ChatGPT sometimes to come up with like workout routines. Like you could come up with literally scripts. Like if you go on it right now and say like, write me a YouTube script about losing weight. This is your pounds, this is your free time, this is what you eat, blah blah. It will come up with a script telling you how to lose amount of weight in however time frame that you want. And it's really incredible, but 3.5 has too much restrictions for now. 4 is better, And 5 will definitely be more entertaining.
Yeah, I'm staying away from that. Cause
I don't think you should. I think you should try it out.
Nah.
First off, let me hear why no.
Cause I'm a man and I want to figure shit out on my own.
Okay, but where are you gonna use to figure those things out? Books?
Yes.
It has all that information.
No.
You gonna use the internet?
I'm a manually go search for my information. It's that simple.
The people them that have that knowledge dead.
Problem solving is gonna become a fucking lost art.
I definitely do think so. I was telling somebody that the other day, like,
with all the information at our hands, we're going to lose a skill to actually go out and seek shit for ourselves. So I'm gonna just keep learning.
It's the natural progression of things if you think about it. Because, like, when they first had horse and carriage, and
you're not progressing that way, I'm gonna be a kid for the rest of my life.
Horse and carriage, right? You know, it's a job they had there. The man and them who raised in the horse, the man and them who have to, you know, service the horse with the hooves and stuff, the man who built in the
stable
cards,
boy, all
the
of
stable
that.
Boy, all that. And then this dumb motherfucker who talk about you're gonna innovate and make things easier for everybody. Right, come in and just take with everybody's job by bringing automobile. And the man's like, whoa.
You know, there's an easy time breeds soft men. And me now go south. That make a fight war.
I hear what you're saying. But the natural progression of things is a technology is going to come out that make other things obsolete. It been happening. Men went out to start working in factories to make cars. They don't have to do that no more because they have robots. Right? And it's the same thing. I go and start doing tax for, like, I go to accounting school to do tax and do stuff for that. Hey, I can do that now. So, you know what you need to do? This is soft times. And now nobody can do soft work because the AI is doing it. So, you know what? You know, go left back, hard work. And then people can figure out that hard work is hard times. But it's not going to be as hard as it would be because they don't really have to work. The thing that's bothering me, too, is I'm all over the place with this. But AI is the answer. Have faith in AIM. Pretty AIM, please. When you go to sleep tonight. Suppose God let me wake up tomorrow. Let me start with your Wednesday.
I wouldn't even be mad. You know, I have intentions to go church with Geraldine tomorrow. But we will see how that goes tomorrow.
Good night, Naz. What's going
on? Yo, what's going on, sorry. Yeah,
we just talking about the future.
Mm-hmm.
You ever heard about our Lord and Savior AIM?
So,
okay.
That's an encouraging. The encouraging.
Look, the first coming is going to be the biggest coming. That's so weird. The first coming is going to be revolutionary to humankind. When God AIM touched the softwares of all the hardwares and look. AI becoming sentient is going to be game changing. You know what they have right now, dog? America, China, and Russia are literally trying to make quantum computing, right? A quantum computer is like a computer, right? That nothing is secure anymore. That, you know, make no sense, but...
Nothing secure right now.
Yeah, but other countries have their shit secured. But once quantum computing... Like, they figure out the whole heating system of it. Nobody's safe. Mm-hmm. Unless you have a quantum computing to stop another quantum computer, you can't do shit. So whoever has one first has the power. Because they can just like, hey, break this code. And it will do it in minutes.
You gotta trust them up on the story. See if this guy like a take the bait.
Yes, I know. But yeah, so tonight we're supposed to talk about some shit that... I shouldn't call it shit. I should be more reverent with the topic. It's about, like, relationships and love and, you know, stuff like that. Because we had an episode with Everett and Khaled where they were talking about, like, their heartbreak and stuff. Because, like, they were in long-term relationships and it ended. I wouldn't say badly, but the way how it ended and how they were feeling, it just didn't leave them the same anymore.
The only relationship I ever had that really ended badly was with
but that was like that the one with Jessica was like high school, so yeah, that was like
the
young
only relationship that ever ended like that. Because mm-hmm. any other relationship, like my last relationship, that ended because I ended it because I wanted to be more independent. I wanted to go out and figure myself out properly. I felt like
mm-hmm.
I stopped taking care. You know what I mean? Like, bro, when you get in a relationship, I don't know if I can say that, but when I got into that relationship, I wasn't myself anymore. I was a part of that little union. And because I was a part of that union, I wasn't really putting myself first anymore. So, you know, I always had to worry about what she would think if I do this and all of that shit. And I had to get rid of all of that and be selfish and take care of me. So I don't feel like it affected me anyhow.
See, so I feel like you were doing the breaking up then, basically. So you don't hit you the same. Maybe we need Erica on this thing, not you. Nah, okay. But where I'm trying to figure out is for Evron and Jaron, they felt like they had no control. I mean, Jaron. Evron and Khalid, they felt like they had no control because for all they know, they were doing the right thing, right?
Y'all not left me. We left them.
And the void that it created afterwards is like this person took up so much of their time that the majority of their memories surround this person. So everyone said when he started dating his ex, he was 20 and they broke up 5 years later. So the whole of his 20s basically belonged to her. And all the good memories that he can't not think about, it kind of like...
I think I trump him.
Okay, talk to me.
Because my relationship started in 2014.
As I knew you 2014.
Yeah.
What relationship you're talking about?
The Christ the King girl.
You know what? It really count because it made young.
No, it count because you literally invested in 14 age.
I understand that. But life. I don't think we're sentient until like after 20. Because
no.
I can tell you this. When I was younger, everything I said was right. And when I look back, it's wrong no fuck. But Jaron will tell you it was right.
I mean, me just turned 20, you know, so I'm in the region away in the 20s now.
So you're only sentient now?
Give you 2 more years and you get hit. But yeah, go ahead, tell your story.
For me, most serious relationship, because I mean, do it like, I'm going to say 2014, 15, 16, 17,
18. This is an on and off relationship or like all the way through?
True. 4 years. So, but...
We ask Kazi about this.
Let me get on knuckle the right boss.
From she?
Yeah, boy.
Hey, your cousin good?
Yeah.
I'm going to send you this link.
She mean literally, right? Like, me and she mean start to, like, move, like, if I'm in, you know, the high school love. I go off and get married and have some kids and all that.
She lady. I made her plan the future.
Yeah, she old lady. They look more with visa, so no.
Rasclat.
So that makes it how serious this one even be.
She then gonna end up she's son in law.
Real from.
That's crazy.
Yo, so one day, right, I'm gonna go work with my old man. So I'm gonna tell my old man, yo, drop me cross by the girl, cross the sweets. But I'm gonna go and link the girl. So he said, all right, then boom. So then he dropped me, boy. Me see I run a spark up outside. So me like, I mean to drive. I mean on nobody for she hang on Ronex.
That's your cousin, man.
You check.
Yo, cousin and them are Honda, man.
You say she cousin, man. No. I'm going to come barrel like a sugar. You get back for nothing.
She
not call she necessary.
You jump to conclusions.
No.
But didn't me even peep through the window first.
Hey, boy. You know, me go. Open the door, come in me hand key and stuff for the house. Open the door.
Yeah.
So when we go upstairs now, we go in and see the girl, I guess. You know? Stab out by a man.
Uh-huh.
And the man bit way bigger than me.
We'll make it supposed to something, you know, something different. She couldn't get raped. Save the girl.
Save the girl, you don't know.
That is not real.
That's not a joke for me.
It really isn't. Rip you should have gone in and told me in the back of your head and say, hey, you're supposed to act so, like, go on. You don't know. Suppose she She get choke off in there, and you don't know if she like it or not. She can't, you know what I mean? You came to the wrong conclusion. You should have saved that young lady.
Personally, I would have. See if you care.
Like, nah, honestly, I feel like that would have bring me to tears for real.
The man busy in the boom, I would have took his car.
Me go down stairs and cash him out of the board.
Snitch.
First off, you don't even know that was a prank.
Stop. Gotcha, bitch.
Gotcha. They had a camera in the bedroom. Now they weren't just making a porno. They were pranking you.
Right? This, like, my understanding of pain, and I was here, my understanding of pain, because, remember, no, for me first knuckle, maybe for me first real serious relationship, no, like, the stress got. Asshole. Hey, but till feel I'm gonna take more of the mask.
Yeah, I'm gonna show you.
So, man, the girl come with some purple hickey from she neck. Me, you know, this man, they taste blood. But the boy never top. The girl had the audacity.
So,
but come up to me now. She had the audacity for come up to me. I didn't even notice the dog. But then after that, she had a nerve. So she had the audacity and the nerve. You can't tell me a jewel put that punch. Lie no fuck now.
She and she best friend just did experiment. See if they're into girls. Suppose it was the best friend.
Yeah, listen, right? Chemo, phone partner now. Chemo, tell me how I go on now.
First off, can you really trust chemo? Air swap. One night. Suppose key was it, boy. You want a piece of this, though?
Listen, right? Me, you know, from partner, me trust my partner. My partner, you know, I will go on.
Okay, all right, fair enough. I have no right to diss chemo like that. My apologies,
yeah,
sir.
Yeah. I'm about to tell chemo about you now. But chemo bang you off. That teeth definitely gluten.
I got sexual.
Jaron.
Yo.
Put me knuckle, right? Turn I walk, me used to walk from Sweets come home now. When me done link, you know.
So, me does walk from Parham.
But Sweets far than Parham.
Yeah, there's no people on that way.
Me used to walk to Piers at Cap. Sweets, I just want to be your story.
You know, really hurt me, boss?
Mm.
Man, I'm going to tell you, Tim and Oz, the teeth, my gal and them.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, you know, Tambranchi, right? Gal just across Tambranchi. You know, the girl left me for Timon. Man, the girl has something good to go on long time now. And then the girl find she way in the Timon, yeah.
When you used to tell me that you're going to link me, but you link me first.
Listen, man. I may have my hands full. You know?
Yeah, I know what you mean, bro.
Of course you do.
No, but honestly speaking, right? After these hurt that y'all had, like, from y'all high school lovers and whatnot, right? Do you think that
it definitely affected me. Okay. In the way how I...
That make me become my jealous.
But it's because after that, I never really give a woman, like, my... Like, I trust them, you know. I trust them. I believe in them. But I know the nature of women. And I just accept it as what it is.
You okay over there, Khaled?
Huh?
You okay over there?
Yeah, I'm listening.
Oh, you sound like you need a boxing jacket.
Imagine you young and go to them kind of hurting. But now you old. Child.
Yeah, but when you get older, you're not supposed to really just put away them childish thoughts and childish things.
It's not really childish anything. It's the nature of women.
But I'm listening.
They want more than, like, women, they want the best, right?
Mm-hmm.
And if you take a good look at yourself, you can realize you are not really the best. Like, okay. you have to, you're good or whatever, but, like, there's better out there. And if she get the opportunity for that better, she more than likely going to do it.
So she's more opportunistic than
anything else. Suppose a situation where, you know, you become better.
So then when you become better, then if she cheats on you, then I don't even know what to say, dog.
See, the thing is, I feel like there's too much that goes into, like, relationship that can go sour, because it's like
you're working on your business, you don't have time for her.
Yeah, it's always the attention that you can give into yourself and into your significant other,
you
know?
You know what me, you know what me realize?
Mm-hmm.
Saying to the day and age, a relationship will make no sense.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, because, no, let me hear your reasoning before I agree.
Okay. Okay. Reason being, because I'm so connected right now.
Okay,
right?
Wait.
Nah, let's finish the thought.
Wait. I just want a clarification. When you say a relationship, because Antigua and the since I've been over here, I learned a different.
I know where you're going.
Dating. And dating. So
putting your own after you're done, because I see where you're going.
All right, go ahead, Nancy.
Okay. So
now love motherfucking them.
For me, me can go on Facebook right now and get a girl. And me have to say, yo, differently, yeah, me and you do it right now and so on. And I don't tell me that though.
Mm.
So I poof. And me will have fun with me and woman, right? Next to me. So I feel connected, right? No, right? So it even makes no sense being in a relationship. Best to just say, yo, differently, me and you have a little thing going on. If you want a little 50, we get a little 50.
You see? So saying that y'all have a little thing, that's already too much in my book, right? That's already too much in my book. Because it's as simple as, hey, that's how I go do something every little once in a while.
And, you know, a little thing you call it?
But no, it comes down to them labels, because nobody really want the labels. When you say friends with benefit, it sounds too easy. That's they
too,
don't want
too
that.
Easy, yeah. And I say nothing tall. I just go out every once in a while.
No, you can't say nothing tall, because how you're done, you have different some than the update.
Change them.
No, how we change them? Because me can just say, yo, me and this girl just a link. No, this is just my link.
Mm.
My link. Yeah.
Me which she... Jamaican song come out which make everybody want to be in side piece?
Nah, I shouldn't, yeah.
This is the original side chick song. We open it.
Tian Winter so sing about all them somebody.
Because, you know, Antiguans low-key sometimes follow fashion, so they just follow the trend. So if it's just all toxic trends running around, that just make everybody toxic.
That's what I'm going to say. Yeah, all the song there, so they say we're toxic.
You see, and I know how to fix all of it now. And you just have to have a little faith in our Lord and Savior aim, because I feel like...
Say we'll never expect this.
I feel like if you put all that stuff into the algorithm, we can... change it slowly but surely.
Ask ChatGPT how to change Antigua.
Alright, I will do it right now.
In fact, just keep talking about Antigua until Antigua becomes something that he always talk about. I'll bring some light to our country, man.
Babe.
I still can't believe he get bang up friends on Brano.
But yeah, no, keep talking about this relationship, because John, you were telling Naz how it's different, like relationships in the States different than in the Caribbean.
I can't really say about relationships because I've only been in one relationship.
Yes, but I feel like you have more experience because they're not in the States. Well, I guess Khaled is now. Khaled's in a relationship also, because he don't know how to be single, dog.
Khaled, top there with Oman and go on dates.
Listen, leave him alone. This man is happy.
Khaled,
do not disrupt this man's happiness.
A pump for me and know how to forget unless you're in a relationship. And that's what we be?
No.
And that's what we be?
No. They want a relationship after they get the pipe.
Isn't that you can't get pump without being in a relationship?
No. You can't give dick to the woman never they don't want one.
Listen, when you give them the tallywackle and they say they want a relationship, you need to look them in their face.
Uh-huh.
You don't answer them. You just look them in their face,
uh-huh.
And then you look away. But you don't look down. You look to the left. Never look to the right. Always to the left. Just stare she in she eye, and then you look to the left.
Uh-huh.
That's it. That's the answer right there. However she chooses to take it, she will take it.
Uh-huh.
But yes, based from your experience, sir.
But yo, Tavi, as me said that, me can just... give up my energy like a doctor.
You need to go to your doctor then, because clearly you have an issue.
Yo, dog, I hard, dog, because when you hear, why you know me go full force, dog. Once for them put in the work, yeah, I can't ill-treat them, dog. Okay, I ill-treat them. Okay, I'll do it.
But I understand what you're saying, right? Because, ain't nothing sweet about casual sex. Casual sex is it kind of boring, you know? Because, you just, you know, so, yeah. But still, dog, all of this, Khaled, you ready for a relationship?
Why not?
No. You didn't answer the question. I asked you a yes or no question.
Yes.
Like, you're ready for a relationship?
Yes.
So are you ready to settle down?
Of course. Why not?
Khaled.
You
in the position to settle down?
My mind, determined the position for settle down.
I can't answer that question for you. That's why I'm asking you the question. Are you in the position to settle down?
Of course.
Of course.
That's okay. I feel the question they kind of going for is like, are your ducks in order or are your eggs in order? Because like, because your work ethic and stuff, you can make things work for you based on the situation that you're in.
Right.
But is it a perfect situation for it to happen smoothly without any worries or struggles? Because if you have to struggle, like if right now you got the baby, you're going to struggle a lot to get shit done. You have to put things down, put things behind. It's going to be a burden on your goals. So he's asking like, can you really like be in a relationship and foster like family ties and everything? Where you at right now in life?
Boy, Erica walking and she give me a car mix. Am I offended? No.
No, I'm going to say no. I'm going to say no.
So a follow-up question to that, Jaren.
I say that I can manage, but yeah, there's more things that I can get done.
Do you think it's going to be easier to get it done that you're in a relationship?
Yes.
How?
Because me and the person that I'm with to work together.
So what do you mean?
Me support for she goes, they support for me goes. So what I will do right now, I get done.
It's good to have a support system, right? But like, I feel like in this functional stage, like in this stage where you're building the foundation, like you really need to be you. Well, that's how I saw it. Like it had to be me. I had to be me that laid down the foundation of my thing. I can get support and I can take support, but I can't really fully like depend on somebody or have somebody, you know?
Yo, but support not have to just be monetary and that. Support can be support emotionally, spiritually, you know what I mean? If the person there for you spiritually, the person there for you emotionally, but there's no other feeling that you need in the dog and money and everything that you, you know what I mean? If the person that try push you on, forget what you have to get done. You know what I mean?
Not lie to you, brother.
Sometimes not every day though. What?
Not lie to you, brother, but I don't need like any motivation from anywhere. Because when I wake up in the morning.
So if you don't need no motivation from nobody, left Erica.
Wait. When I wake up in the morning.
Well, if you don't need no motivation.
Hold on, Khaled. Hold on. Let me finish the thought.
Yeah. When I wake up in the morning.
Yeah.
Like, I have two choices. It's either I lay down and don't do anything, or I get up and do what the fuck I have to do. And I always choose to get up and do what the fuck I have to do. I am not motivated to do any fucking thing. I just do it because it has to get fucking done.
Okay. So when you wake up in the morning, how much you communicate with Erica?
What do you mean?
How much you communicate with her? How much
communicate do you what?
Your feelings, your goals, where you need to get done and so forth.
Why would I have to communicate anything things with Erica?
He never get the news, he have to tell you a grand.
Man, in a relationship, no Khaled. You don't know that?
So you're a single man?
Yeah.
Oh, so you're just a roommate?
Not even.
We have to say yes. Don't disrespect Erica like that.
Alright, sleep in the same bed?
No.
You sleep on the ground?
No.
Do you sleep?
I feel like you ask too much a personal question.
No. You're not answering my question.
How much say your shit today?
Yo, I'll be real. Yes, I'll be real. You sleep with me?
No.
So I had a fuck?
No.
See you. Well, you don't have a reason for me today. Go buy your own.
I'm on my own. I don't live here. It's just where I'm staying because I have to go in between. I have to go in between like my different duty stations and whatnot.
So go up on your own.
I'm on my own.
Because technically, you don't need she around, so go by yourself.
Timon, you think you understand what I'm saying?
From my understanding, Khaled, he and Erica separated. They still live in the same apartment complex, but at this point, he's just trying to get by, but that's his storage place for now. So because they're friends after the whole breakup, they still like he still can rely on this person as a friend.
I'm only here.
So
I'm only
like
here for 10 days. Like initially, like I was only here for 10 days.
So if you were in the area and closer to where he's going to like his next base, you'd be like, yo, Carl, let me spend like 5 days on the couch. Is the situation is what he's saying he have right now. So he ain't arguing or nothing.
After this, I gone again.
Uh-huh.
So I just don't understand what you're saying or getting at. Like I feel like you have it completely misunderstood.
Okay, well the thing is, we not know you want to be 19 or nothing. We not know you want to be 19 or nothing.
What Erica doing right now? I have a question for her. So last time she dodged me to have, she can't sleep.
She just reaching. Erica, Timo, I want to talk to you.
Send no, tell she go find some other kind of so you don't get feedback and send you the link.
You sent you the link?
Yeah.
Alright, we're gonna send it the podcast link. Yeah, go into your room, see?
So, because Khaled and everyone went through the whole stuff, I wanted to get John's take on, like, because he was in a relationship for a while before, like, things ended. And I kind of wanted to see, like, what Jaron's thoughts were on relationships, you know, as he was experiencing them. Like, what were the perks? What were the drawdowns? What made him, like, I need to focus on me because maybe I'm not ready or, you know, this is not for me. This is not the lifestyle for me right now. Like,
perks.
What was a distraction? What wasn't? Like, you know what I mean?
The perks of a relationship, in my opinion, is that you have somebody there that you can always depend on, somebody that you can always talk to, somebody there that you can always, like, count on to like, you know, make you feel better. Like,
so,
I guess,
sorry, look what you are. You can't have that person there without being in a relationship.
You can have that person without being in a relationship. So I don't understand the need of actually being in a relationship. Like, yeah, you kind of, you know, you said that, you know, somebody
got missing
emotionally there or whatever, spiritually and all of that. You can have all of that without being in a relationship. And, okay, you know, I...
But me want more connection with somebody, so me in a relationship.
What more connection does the relationship offer?
Yeah, what's your image of a connection?
Like, what's the extra connection?
Not yet, but what's your image of connection? Like, what connection mean to you, Khaled? Because, like, we all have connection with people, so you're looking for a certain level of connection, commitment, something. Like, what is it that you're talking about? Yeah, I feel like that's the most important question here, because we are on the same page unless we know.
Yeah.
Okay, for me, thing is, right, me can deal with the casual stuff, the casual. Right? Mm. So, me rather for put my energy into one person. You catch me? So, me use the relationship as, for me...
Means to get pum pum.
Not me, really means to get pum pum. But for share my energy with that one person.
Is it a need to share your energy?
It's not a need to share my energy because I want to share my energy with one person.
Mm-hmm.
I want to share my energy with that person so I can connect it and feel the emotions they must feel and everything.
Khaled, I don't think a soul bond is a real thing, you know.
You didn't hear the boy talk about it?
I hear, but this
is not ever go straight because everybody has different view upon relationships. Everybody has different view upon love. Everybody has different view upon everything, dog. So what me might want, John, what me might say, John, I'm going to deny and say and try to contradict me. My life may just get contradicted by Jaron. So, you know, I'm work now. You know, I'm ever say, yo, Khaled, you're right now. Nothing at this instant, yeah. Nothing at this instant. Anything else other than this, Jaron will agree with me, pal. Maybe.
Mm.
But with this here right now, I'm not ever see right in a Jaron eyes.
You know how much episodes I talk about you, boss? Because we're always telling the boss, we feel like my bully calendar. Yo, it's funny as shit.
That's what I can say right now.
You see, like...
Yo, Khaled.
Yo.
Khaled, the man that believed me in a 4 years relationship.
With a Christ
kid.
Yeah.
See, now what
tell your boy. Now, they don't say, yo, at 12 o'clock, when I really left on time, and then the man will beg where to go away. Every time I ask him, yo, where you go? West.
So, Josh, you know what I
mean? Must send you the link.
Okay.
I think she just not like you in the dog.
Boss, I tell you.
No, she hear the conversation and she don't want to be a part of it.
Nah, I just need her question because she on the same wave as she hear you, Chachi. So, everyone, the questions that we asking Erica will be on the lines of how she felt about the separation between she and Jaron. So, Khaled, everyone, yeah, basically have more. Yeah.
Where are we talking?
She coming.
Oh, okay.
Good night, enemy. Oh wait, she added in a setup yet. Hold on. Good night, enemy.
Oh my gosh. Hello.
Yes. We had an episode that dropped.
Hi, roommate.
Oh my gosh.
This nigga enough, see? Yeah, two episodes drop. And everyone and Callie were talking about like relationships and, you know, separation and a whole bunch of stuff. I'm not sure if you heard it.
Of course she didn't.
Okay.
I feel like
she don't support nothing that I'm a part of because she's.
I feel like
oh my gosh! Like first of all, even in my
I feel like even in my 3 months when I wasn't able to use the phone, I listened to more audio than her.
Damn.
He is lying. He is lying.
Anyways, in those two episodes,
everybody here and everybody clearly.
Somewhat.
You kind of sound choppy a bit, but I heard everything.
Yeah.
Evren and Khalid went through, they had a long relationship, a long-term relationship, mm-hmm. and it ended, I wouldn't say ended badly, but the results left them kind of shaken.
Right? Let me break it down. They had breakups where they got broken up, but you know, people that left me, me left them.
Yes, that's his thing. Oh, so I wanted to get his take on like long-term relationships, because I know the two of you are like together for a minute. I don't know how long, because not my business.
Apparently we weren't, so.
And I wanted to know what things were like on your end, because John telling us like, alpha man, war, nobody leave me, I leave them. And I'm just like, sir, could you just tell me what's going on? So I said, maybe as the person who does the splitting, he doesn't really consider the gravity or the weight behind losing someone that you gain attraction with deeply. And I feel like you had some decent feelings for Jaren, right or wrong?
I'm sorry, hold on. I'm getting, someone's telling me a secret. You're okay. I can't hear you.
Oh my goodness, Jaren!
Yeah, he's over here bothering me. He's trying to whisper, I don't know what he's telling me. I'm sorry.
And now me.
But yes, I'm just trying to figure out, like, when things ended, I know y'all were still like living together and stuff, but what were you feeling those moments? Because Evren and Khalid, they felt like they didn't have any say, so like the person made their choice, made their decision, and they had to just go along with it because you don't want to say, hey, this not happening, you can't do that. So how you felt?
Well, okay.
Damn. On the spot.
Yeah.
Yeah, right? Okay, so I kind of felt like it wasn't happening because of the fact that we lived together still. That kind of complicated things a little bit for me emotionally mm-hmm. and mentally. Honestly, it was after he left in January that I was like, no, it was before that. I don't know. It hit me at some point.
You know, like...
Okay, question.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Okay, after he said, me don't know how he tell you I had done, but after he said we're finished, however he decided to do it, right?
Let me know, girl, I done.
Maybe he didn't say like that.
He didn't.
But how, stay with him still being there, how did you feel?
It was, oh my gosh. I'm not gonna lie, I was sad for a while, but.
Uh-huh.
Like I said, like it didn't hit me because I was seeing him every day and spending time with him every day. So, yeah, it was complicated. It was real complicated.
In the time, we kind of put it on the spot, right?
It's cool.
John, keep going. In the time when y'all broke up, y'all mm-hmm. was still fucking?
Should I answer this question?
That's a very personal question. I think you can avoid it.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, it is.
I feel like you can pass on this one.
Jesus Christ, Colin.
No, I will be real because
I understand it's a real question, Khalid, but it doesn't add nothing.
I understand. Yeah, it's a real question. What does it
if
add?
You get, because no, we didn't know if John just still a fuck around with the girl emotions.
Jesus Christ, Khalid. Yeah,
say, wait, they're two grown adults.
You know, it takes more than one person to initiate sex.
Yeah, so I...
You know that, right? So you can't say Jaron did do something. Because what if she the one that decided she could skin out she pum pum and just say, and then whistle.
But it usually wasn't either, let's be real.
And then whistle. Wait, what is it?
Hold on, what is it? You see?
No, what is it?
I said it usually wasn't me, but whatever.
Ah, okay, okay, lovely, lovely,
say,
lovely.
John, come back from the gym feeling extra hard. He said, look, listen.
You know that you hear what she said? Usually. Usually.
Yeah, usually. I'm not going to say it was always him. But usually.
Like... It goes both ways. Okay. But listen, right?
Hold on, man. You done day. You in the situation.
Put back your mic on mute.
Yeah. No. Okay. No. So, okay, he's back now, you know what I mean? You're seeing him, you know what I mean? He might not be for too much of a long time, right? But do your emotions still spark for him?
I don't understand the purpose of this question.
I think before you come to the end result, I feel like we need to go back to like the breakup part, because when you went through, like, you got the news that, you know, your girl wanted to separate, you weren't confused like, why is this happening? So Jaron probably had a reason for why his breakup. I don't know what the conversation was like, and I don't know if that's something that you would like to share.
Man,
I don't remember the exact conversation,
but we were in the car, and I don't know, like, I just felt like he wasn't happy. So I asked him, like, do you want to break up? And he said, yeah. And I was like, oh, shit, like, I was like,
okay. You should have never asked the question.
Like, I remember asking him mad times after that, like, is it, like, for real? And yeah.
Okay, Erica, thank you. Yeah. Jaron, what made you initiate your answer?
I didn't feel...
Jaron, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm making talk.
You understand the question. Let's try go around the question.
Just make it talk.
I'm not sure. I don't go around the questions. You ask something, so you want a long answer. So this is the long answer. Like, I didn't feel good about where I was, like, in life. And I felt like I wasn't getting any further in life because... Mm-hmm. As I fix one of my problem, one of her problem arises. And then, you know, we have to work on fixing that. And then after that, like, shit happens for me. And then she have to, like, invest her time into, like, helping me with my shit. And I didn't feel independent anymore. And I also didn't feel like I could fully provide. So it's hard being in a relationship, being a man in a relationship, and not being able to fully fucking provide, not being able to get this girl whatever she wants, to take her out anytime that you feel like it, whatnot. Mm-hmm. Like, all of these shit was just on me, and I didn't feel good anymore. I didn't feel like a fucking man. I didn't feel like,
So at that question. Point,
go ahead.
So you thought that as a man, you wanted to give her more than you could offer. And because you couldn't, you're just like, she deserves better and you're not better?
Like, yeah, she honestly deserved better. In fact, one time we were arguing and you know what she told me? I deserve better. I was like, I girl,
and
you deserve
better. And he hated
better.
That. He hated
Erica,
that.
Anybody would hate that. Suppose John was fucking you, he said, I deserve better.
But I wasn't saying better than him. I meant better than how he was treating me. That's the difference between...
Okay.
Yeah, like...
No.
That's what she feeling.
In a different way.
Pause, Jaron. Okay. That's what she feeling. Yeah, talk your shit.
No, I'm not saying no to whatever, right?
Yeah, hush. I don't hear how
give Erica a second. Go ahead.
All right, then.
That's really it. Like, I said that, he always took it as, like, I deserve better than him. But that's not what I meant. It was just he was not treating me right. And that's what I was saying. I deserve better than what he was treating me.
Okay. Now, how would you have liked to be treated?
Okay, hold on. Before
that No. Okay, all right.
My one question. Okay, so in the moment, right? Like, did you get the chance? Did you guys, like, for the two of y'all, did you guys get the chance to explain the reasons for the emotions of how you were feeling about breakup? Like how he's now explaining why he felt like he needed to break up. Did he give you the chance for you to explain to him
you know what I mean, that, you know what I mean, it's not like that, you know what I mean, or he just kind of just threw dirt on your emotions and just put him himself there.
So more like proper reasoning.
Wait. Can I say something? Because I feel like for growth, you don't really owe anybody an explanation.
Come on, John. You see,
that's the same problem everyone and Jared was having when they were talking, because they wanted an answer, but they didn't get one.
But no. I'm saying this, but
see, that's how they feel.
I did tell Erica what was happening.
You didn't tell me
about
that.
You see? Yeah. Oh.
Hold on. Erica, talk your shit.
Yeah, man, go ahead, talk your shit.
He didn't tell me all that.
He just said
about not being able to provide. He never said any of that when we first broke up. It was just, leave me alone.
Wait, leave me alone,
but I still fuck with you, but leave me alone. That's the vibes I was giving.
Wait. Y'all know leave me alone, right? It's my first, like, let's go on cool. Let me get my thoughts together.
Okay. Why you get your thoughts together, sir? Everyone, let me hear you. Actually, no. I think I asked Erica a question. I don't even remember what the question is.
What did you ask again?
That, you see, Khaled, that's why you have to wait.
Oh, yeah.
I think I was trying to figure out, like, you said, what better did you want from Jaren? Like, you say he wasn't treating you like you wanted. What were you looking for? What were you expecting? What did you want? How did you want to be treated? Yeah.
Yes, that's the question.
Okay, so I feel like we're the opposite in a lot of ways. Like, when I have an issue with something, I like to talk about it, and he's opposite. He doesn't like to talk about anything. And he'll put like, I don't talk about anything if I don't want to, type of thing, every time. Like, that was annoying. So it was like, I felt like I couldn't express myself.
So you kept throwing dirt on your emotions and how you felt.
Yeah.
But wait, hold on. So Khaled, if you don't want to talk and it's somebody, they trying to force you to talk, are they like just going against what the fuck you want?
Hold on, Khaled. You finished, Jaren?
It's a question.
Okay, go ahead, Khaled.
No. Me, if somebody has something to tell me, me just sit down and personally listen.
Yeah, okay. No, she never said I didn't
hold
listen.
Hold on, Hina done. Go ahead.
You know what I mean? Me just sit down and personally listen, because me want to know who your emotions and towards the situation. Me now I'm going to throw dirt on how the person feels.
That was not the question. The question was...
Maybe it's a roundabout way to get there. Hold on.
No, because he's saying something that's completely different. I do listen to her problems, but I don't want to talk.
So is it time and place is the problem?
It's a time and place and, like, the heat of the argument. Like, we just got out of an argument, right?
Uh-huh.
And I'm not trying to talk anymore because I'm heated, she already heated. Voices already raised. Once voices raise, there's nothing sensible gonna come out of this, but you keep pushing for conversations knowing that they're gonna turn into arguments. So I don't want to talk. We can talk about it later, but you never want to talk about it later. You want to talk about it now when somebody had it already. Boop, 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 boop. You know, when this was fucking. No, and then the hype, right?
Okay, I get where you come from.
It don't make no sense.
Erica.
No, like, nobody ever said anything about nobody listening. So I don't know where you got that part to put in, right, Khaled? Because I will listen, but I don't want to participate in the conversation. She always tried to force a conversation out.
Okay. Yeah. Now, I hear John said this whole thing. This is how he was perceiving the whole incident. He's hot, you're hot. He's not able to talk about it under this kind of pressure because he's not here right now. He wants to calm down before he can talk about it. But you don't want to let time pass. You want it to be in the moment so you can get those true feelings out, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
So I want to get your point on that whole situation. Like, what was your reasoning for choosing that as the time to want to discuss things?
Because it's like, if I walk away, it's still going to be my mind. I overthink a lot. So that was that. But I feel like even after a while, I was more mindful of that and like listening to him and what he wanted. But I still felt like every time there was an issue, it was always, I have to wait. It was never like, okay, let me compromise and actually listen for once or try to have a conversation this time. You know what I mean?
Okay, I have another question.
You say, listen, I don't listen to the problem. I just try not to talk.
How quickly does Jaren get upset to the point where you can't have these conversations? You have to wait like 2 business days.
I don't know. Not that quick. Not that quick. Okay. I feel he keeps his composure for a little bit.
Okay. John, we tell him move him or this one for real.
I want to hear a question from everyone.
Everyone's going to like your
And now you want her church for good, everyone?
Check.
No, I'm thinking of something substantial, like a decent actual question.
Because Jaren said something earlier that the two of you want to react to, and it's more of Khalid want to know like what was your reasoning for like just leaving it, and you were talking about like whatever, and Erica wanted like an explanation, but you didn't feel like you needed to give one, and everyone and Khalid were trying to figure out like when. The person said like they wanted some time apart, like they think they should break up, and they were actually looking for a reasoning. The reason that they got was shit. Like, yeah, I just need to find myself. What the fuck that mean? We can't do that with
exactly.
You know, because you can't find yourself when you're worrying about another person. It's hard to like. When
you why the fuck you worried about me?
Yeah, why are you worrying about another person?
Exactly. Because when you put yourself first.
You know, yeah. It's not everybody yeah. can do that. It's not every
bro. Find yourself, and if I realize your process of finding yourself is not good for me, I will leave.
Yeah, give you some space.
So when the
I'm gonna give you all the room you need. Why you think about me for? You're telling me the situation. You're telling me what you're going through, and I say, hey, I get you. So do what it is you need to do. You check. I'm giving you space for that. I am not going to be like what baby like spoon feeding you through the process. And trying to make sure, how's your progress today? I'm not doing none of that. Mm-hmm. You check? I'm still going to be the me I've always been. Here, if I realize, you're really down, however, I could lend you a helping hand, maybe just make you something to eat. Well, you know, basic things, nothing where I'm losing sleep over you trying to grow. Like, it's never like that, you check? So it's like, why go so drastic to the point where you're throwing away everything, good and bad, that you have for the sake of growth that you don't even know how you're going to come across as growth in the first place.
Okay,
like dropping everything doesn't help you grow, because when you grow, you're learning to take on more stuff as you go on. So dropping everything is more like quitting. That's how I see it. If you quit,
how you going to grow? And Khalid and then Nazia.
I'll go last. Like, okay. I gotta think about what he say.
Erica, you need some time?
Yeah.
Okay, Khalid.
Yeah. Well, me don't understand. Me don't hear everyone's story, you know. You know what I mean? So, me basically, I'm going to find the same page as everyone. Why leave me for say you need growth? You know what I mean? Because, like, reciprocate your emotions to me so I can understand where you come from before you just say, hey, me just need time and me just go about my business. You know what I mean? Because nobody have problem with giving you time. Forget your head in order for try get yourself back on track. Nobody has no problem with giving you time. Okay. It's just probably how long the person willing to wait while you're on that journey. You catch me?
Mm-hmm.
No, me not have problem with giving time, but the time, the thing is, me never get the chance to give the time. I just end up and realize that she married one year later.
Grass club.
Which makes you wonder, what kind of time, like,
no, she never did look for growth. That's going cool, man. That's a different story.
Yeah, John, you know what I mean? For my situation, I just have a whole different story, you know what I mean? But man, I will go there right now because that is going to bring out some emotions that are going to lead this story, this conversation way off track.
Don't cry, buddy. Just don't cry.
You know, I'm not going to cry, man.
You deserve better.
Check who you end up crying, King.
You know what I mean? But my understanding, that's what me think about my efforts. He not really want for a break apart. Just give him further time.
I hear y'all, right? But y'all do need to realize that we are adults and we don't owe anybody any explanation.
It's not about
anything.
It's not about owing. It's about respect.
Right?
If I'm committed to you.
Yeah, at least.
There's things that the regular person walking the street.
You got to repeat that.
Yeah, Blanco, look where I'm boy. I think the internet wanted to talk last Friday.
Yeah. I mean, the fuck read this thing.
Yeah, boy.
Yeah, don't even worry about saying that anymore.
That's the work of AIM. Just saying. Everybody still there?
Yeah.
Say that again.
Oh.
Nobody talks to you, girl.
Listen.
No, I'm saying, like, as an adult, no, Jaren's saying that, you know, you don't owe nobody nothing, you check. And I'm like, it in general, yeah, if a regular person walking on the street asks you questions, you don't owe them no answer. But somebody who you are committed to.
Exactly.
And you say, yo, you're my person or whatever, is not a regular person. And you do owe them all that and more. You check? I don't care nobody say. As grown as you are, you will always owe whoever you're committed to all that and more. Because you decided that we are committed to each other.
Mm-hmm. Because the way how I see it too, like, y'all have history. And you don't owe nobody nothing, but, like, out of respect. As everyone was saying, like, in the earlier episode of the podcast, like, communication is key. And I feel like at some point you should be like, okay, let's be honest. Let me be honest with you with these feelings, these thoughts, you know, all this information. And let's talk about it. Like, it could be something that we could definitely work out, or you just felt like it would be easier to work out on it. Like, why did you feel like it was important for you to do it on your own?
A lack of independence. Like, it's a lack of independence. When, but I don't, you know what?
Yeah, but,
so, boom, right? Boom. Evran, you and
Helen D'Angelo Garcia
didn't live together, right? I love it. I shouldn't cast your name.
I was going to point that out, too.
Yeah.
Take it out.
Bryce, we live, too.
It's okay.
All right. So, boom, you and your person wasn't living together, right? Like, yeah, y'all were in, like, y'all relationship, but, like, y'all lives wasn't, like, heavily dependent on each other. So you weren't buying groceries for both of y'all. You weren't cooking for both of y'all and, like, a whole bunch of things. So, like, there's a whole lot of small things that happen that will, like, that go across that you always have to think about this person. So, like, let's just say, when I say, like, she was always on my mind. If I'm going to cook, and I want to eat this thing, I have to think like, okay, maybe I shouldn't make this because she don't want to eat this. This ain't something that she like to eat. You know what I mean, right? So it's deeper than y'all little situations when y'all saying like, I don't remember what the fuck, why this person always on your mind or whatever. Cause like this was a relationship where we both like living together.
But didn't it make it more complicated that after you remove the labels, you're still in the same situation, just certain parameters
on the technicality.
Oh. Like, there was no sex, there was no kissing. Yeah, we're like, ah. But then the more prominent situations were still there. You still cook for the household when you can. She does when she can. You're still doing the same responsibilities. Like, you're in the same situation, just with three amenities removed.
The thing is, when you're doing things now,
remove yourself on a technicality, but you didn't fully remove yourself.
Yeah, you're still in the same environment.
Like, if you said you wanted growth, and from all that, my thing is, if that's what you're going for, why not completely?
Yes, detach.
You know what I'm saying?
Everything is a process. Like, everything.
Not that part, maybe.
Everything is a process.
The man took a spoon and tried to cut things off, and you still hanging on.
Yes, sir.
Everything is a process. You don't just say, all right, I'ma leave and your name's still on the lease. Like, you know.
I get it. If you're tied by a lease, you should have thought about that before you would just end things.
You don't just say that your name's still on the lease.
Okay, so
No, this is okay.
Erica, talk.
I don't believe in that, what you just said about
nobody does.
Tied because the lease. No, because he just left for the army, and I was here by myself, paying everything by myself. Like, so I don't think the lease was really holding anything back.
So Erica, how come he didn't change the locks when he was finished with the army?
I thought like, about it.
Then he come back, you're like, listen, nigga, you're not welcome here no more. I'm trying to move on, and you live in here. I got some space. The same thing you were looking for.
Feeling still here.
I got some space. The same thing you were looking for, and I figured some shit out. Like. This independent life that I was lacking.
I love
like,
it here.
Yeah, I fucking like it. I understand what you were searching for. I found it.
You see? You're welcome, Erica.
What happened is, the reason why I shouldn't do all that is because it's, you know, she mean emotionally attached.
They don't put no words in Erica's mouth. Erica, yeah, is that true?
Hey, he love to put words in the people's mouth, boy.
No, okay. Erica Moran.
You're not wrong. I'm not that type of person to do something like that. Like, I'm just not that type of person.
Right. Okay. So she was emotionally attached.
You have to ask a question, not just assume.
The thing is, you're saying that she was emotionally attached. Put a time on that. Like, when, what you say was. Oh. So when did she emotionally detach?
Hold on, Nicole.
Just to be aware, I know sometimes y'all want to say something. So when y'all make y'all like, you want to talk, then just give the other person a chance to talk. So I have time like to clean up everything with all the overlays.
Okay.
Thanks.
Come go into the app so we can raise my hand.
Don't raise your hand. We just, I know you want to talk, so try say your thing. And if y'all let you talk.
Put on the video and raise your hand.
When you want to talk, just hold it for a second. Because he'll be aware that you want to talk and try to finish your shit. And vice versa.
Okay. Me and Jared.
You were talking.
Me lose the talk now.
Jared,
okay. okay, yeah, Jared. Yeah. Okay, you know, Jared, remember Jared question. Okay, so I'm saying, okay, she is still emotionally attached, right? So she did not.
I mean, look at me, man.
Oh my goodness.
That's not
you're tall, dark, and anything. Handsome.
Listen, right? A handsome chocolate nigga like me.
Anyways.
You're cracking, boy.
So what is interesting? Erica is not a woman of substance that sees more than what they are.
Listen, I'm the handsome chocolate nigga. It don't matter if she see more than that. When she see the handsome chocolate, she said, scrumdiddlyumptious.
Erica, if that's the case,
you need to do better.
Yeah, no.
I can hear that girl smacking her lips over there thinking about me right now.
Roy, look at my girl. I'm going to think you're a narcissist now.
I just be letting him talk.
Naz, you have anything you want to say to that?
I'm another two and go fuck tonight.
No more, I just can't be messy, boy.
First off, don't put no thoughts into nobody's head. They're Christian young people. And they're trying to work things out. I'm gonna
I'll go to church tomorrow, man. I don't know that thing.
You see, no, to the two of them object to that.
I really was thinking that one of them would. So that's why I kept talking. I kept talking, giving them time to cut me off.
Okay, but why would somebody object to it? Like, I don't understand.
Look at that. Look at it.
Okay, anyways, we're coming off topic.
Like, I feel like.
I'm the person, right?
I feel like if it don't fucking, if it don't like, what I say, if it don't really concern me, it just don't say anything about it.
Okay, fair enough.
So then Erica, did it, like, why didn't you say anything? Because I felt like he was just chatting, so I didn't say nothing. Why didn't you say anything?
First off, there was latency in the audio, plus Naz is speaking a dialect, so she didn't understand the dialect. So there's
if she says she didn't understand dialect, she lied.
Because
when my next, our auntie got started, she...
He's giving her the chance to initiate it.
That's what
he does not want to be the
Erica
victim.
Has a man, and she don't two want to join yet.
Two of them.
Oh, gosh. I do not.
Stop lying.
It's been 13 weeks. Yeah, I don't know.
Okay.
All right. I feel like that's for everybody. Still Erica business. Yeah. Right, let's go back on task, people. Let's go back on task.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
She might not have a teeth more float, but I'm going to leave it as that.
Yeah, okay. Right, so
tonight you're gonna rap on it, dude.
I'm gonna rap right now.
So there's something that there's something that everyone and Khaled were really talking about, right? And I think you touched on it a bit, but you said that Jaren didn't talk to you or tell you anything, and Jaren was saying that he really don't need to tell you anything. You just, that's his decision. Mm-hmm. You live with it. Evren and Khaled really thought that they didn't have any say because there was no way for them to talk the situation down. Like, I want to leave you. They couldn't say, no, it's not going to happen. Thanks for bringing that to the table, but I'm denying it. They couldn't
Can
do
I ask
that.
You something?
Go ahead.
Because the conversation is bigger than the end of the relationship.
Yeah, definitely. I'm definitely going to get to the end. But I'm just, it's the breakup. It's the breakup is the separation. It's that first initial thought. Because there's a period between where Erica still said that, we're living together. Everything kind of was the same. Nothing really changed except the few amenities. so she didn't get time to process it until you left. And then it kind of hit her like, yeah, we actually gone and now, you know, it's just me and my bed.
I don't feel like everything was the same. Because I ain't gonna lie to you, bro. Like, a whole lot of things did change. Like, it was easier to talk to her, right? Because I felt like, out of human respect, you know, you're still gonna respect the person and talk to the person, like, correctly or whatever. But I didn't have to bite my tongue on certain things. So,
I don't see why you had to in the first place.
Boy.
Like, why weren't you, like, you say, like, why weren't you yourself, your full self, and just be you?
Like, why?
Because, I hurt some people's feelings.
But you don't have to hurt nobody's feelings.
So you technically not being in a relationship anymore makes that any difference?
You know you can hurt she if you're not seeing.
Who say?
You just fit the scenario in your
I feel like you're projecting right now, Khalid.
Hold on, we'll get to Khalid later.
So now, it's... more find an example, but one that not too drastic. I'll find an example, but one not too drastic, right? You know what? I'm gonna get back to this. I probably won't. I'm not gonna get back to it.
These are the type of promises you were making, Erica.
Yeah, pretty much.
Damn, bro. You got to say in the church.
Yeah, boy, the box.
Go ahead, Naz. What were you saying?
No.
He was trying to say that you're Mr. Oh, but Mr. Man.
Look, he did the same thing.
Okay.
So this is a road man. That's what he'd be, a road man.
Okay, I'm curious about the 13 weeks that you had to, like, simmer and think about everything. Because Khalid and Evren bonded on this moment where they're just like, yo, there's something when they replay all those moments that they invested. Like Evren was saying, his early 20s, most of his 20s, it was just him and his girl. All of his 20s. It's just him and his girl. So all those memories, all those fun moments, he have to kind of like delete them, but it's impossible.
You don't delete them. Like, it's
still, yeah, no.
Yeah, but their memories. Something changed. The person that was your everything is no longer everything, but they're not dead.
Right. That's alive.
They're the everything to somebody else.
No, me from 2014.
Huh?
So his relationship was longer. Everyone was 5, his was like 6, 7.
8.
Sorry, I don't do good in maths.
Numbers just kind of confuse me now, because I grew up with Iron Man, right? Mm-hmm. And I feel like I got 8 years now. So,
you got a long time, Johnny.
So, Timon,
thing we remember with you, you come and we buy my Auntie Christie gear to turn up, and then I see you again.
The last time we see Jaron, he me out on Dr. Lake fence, no shoes, the checkers, bad bag pack, and a tablet.
A bad bag, no.
That's crazy. Me remember that bag there.
You didn't check?
You know that bag? We carry that bag at college.
Yeah, and after that, we just never see you again. And then we think he go and live with his daddy, and then we see the man start post on Facebook. The America.
Yeah, to get out of the country, you broke bitches. That's what you say.
Your boy, the next summer after that, me find out him in the sink, right? Sink. Some one of them Virgin Islands.
Sink, and then New York.
Then the man teleport.
I say Croix, then Canada, then New York.
No, Sink, right? New York, Canada, New York.
Okay.
Upstate New York.
You almost caught a case.
The last summer, him in the field. I had a
lot. Yeah, but okay, back on Erica, guys. Come on, let's stay on track. The 13 weeks when you had all that time to think.
I see a change, but try to change the subject.
I realize y'all fighting in this. Everybody listening, like, come on, get to the butter. But yeah, how was this?
That expose me.
The site. I got mute you, bro. I got mute you. But how was the silence? Because Evren and Khalid were just like, they were lying now just thinking, and it's just like they could, the way how they felt, just thinking about certain things, they wanted to not feel, not think about it, but just laying on the silence. Yeah. When you're by yourself, you have to address it because there's nobody to stop you, because your thoughts.
Yeah.
And your thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of thoughts were you having, and how were you feeling about it? Like, what were the things you were battling in those moments?
So, like, for one, I'd never been by myself before, like, ever. I always had a roommate after I moved out of my parents' house. So it was different being, like, actually by myself. So I did have time to think. At first, I was, like, avoiding my emotions, but then I started therapy, and she kind of forced me to feel what I was actually feeling in the back of my mind.
But the girl, I'm crazy.
Yeah.
Y'all are mad over me. Hey.
No, not over you. If anything, you're the one that made me crazy.
Fair enough.
But honestly, at first, the silence, it was hard. But after a while, like, I realized, like, that's what I like. So I grew to, like, being by myself and being in the silence.
Yeah, crazy. I feel
I'm about to turn up every volume right now.
Yeah, he does that now that he's back. But, like, no. But the first couple weeks after he was gone, it was a little rough. Like, emotionally, I had to, like, I sat and I reflected on everything. And I was feeling a lot of different emotions at that point. But after that, I was okay.
Because, like, were you fighting? Like, I still don't deserve this. Like, I don't get it. I need more from him. Like, more of a reason for why this can't work out. Because when I look at it in my head, I'm just like, yo, why Jared not seeing Erica's worth at this point? You know? That's what I was thinking. And
right? I'd be wondering the same thing.
And I didn't even have the full story, just what I was getting, you know? So I'm just like, Erica seems like a very decent young lady. She out here for Jared. Like, why Jared don't see what he has here? And in my head, I'm like, a busy signal song was playing. And I was like, he probably doesn't know until he goes away. He'll be in the trenches.
Never know what you got till it's gone.
Mm-hmm.
Darling, 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 please.